Welcome, good evening. It's Monday evening. Kind of looks like it wants to rain. Praise Yah. All glory and honor to the Most High. Yahuwah is His name, and it is worthy to be praised. This is going to be a hard video for me. I'm going to read Luke chapter 18, 15, going down in Yeshua, we read. Then they also brought infants to him that he may touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Yeshua called them to him and said, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of Elohim. Amen. The Father, you have to understand this. Everything belongs to Yahuwah. Everything. I'll read. Let's see, Revelations. Revelations 4:11. You are worthy, O Yahuwah, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will, they exist and were created. Amen. Everything belongs to the Father. Everything. I'm going to read this. It's Hal Turner, but it says Public Health Notice, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, 15 September 2023. CDC admits 120,000 children died suddenly after COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Reading. On June 17th, 2022, the FDA authorized emergency use of the mRNA COVID vaccine from Moderna, Pfizer, and BioNTech to include use in children down to 6 months old. Just over a year later, the report, which was quickly released by the CDC and subsequently suppressed by the mainstream media, revealed that nearly 500,000 children and young adults have now died since the injections were approved for use on most children. Over 118,000 of those deaths are subjected to be directly linked to the COVID vaccine side effects. Despite the staggering death toll revealed in the report, it has been met to deafening silence from the mainstream media. The latest data from the CDC has just been published by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OEC. The OEC is an intergovernmental organization with 38 member countries, and it hosts a wealth of data of excess deaths, including data from the CDC that isn't easily available to the American people. You can view this data for yourself. So it doesn't, what I have doesn't let me go there, but it's the OEC. OEC, where was it? Organization for Economical Cooperation. OEC. I hear 118,000 children murdered. Not killed, they were murdered. And this should just literally piss you off. You know, I always go to Psalms, or battle scripture, Psalms 23, but Psalms 139 too. It's so hard, people. I don't know how you guys, you know, like, I'm here just being observant and being on the wall and just, but when I saw this and I read about it, and I'm like, you have to be kidding me, 118,000 little children were murdered. Psalms 139. Let's just start at 19 in Yeshua. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O Elohim. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men. For they seek against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Yahuwah, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Amen. I wanted to do this, bring this to your attention, if you haven't heard it already. It's disgusting. 118,000 little ones murdered. And it's like 20 million died from the shots, from the Trump shot. 20 million, I think it's 20 million. It might be 200 million. It's one of those. I did a video of it. And then like a billion injuries from this shit. Listen, if you pump this shit in your kids, You have to go before the Father. You have to go before Him. Remember, I just said everything belongs to Him. He just took your kids. He took them because you pumped shit into your kids. Humble me. Anyway, I'm doing this. This is where I'm going to stop because I'm getting frustrated. Glory and honor to the Most High, who is His name, and He is worthy to be praised. Teshuvah, repent, seek Him. We are in the end of days. All glory and honor to the Most High, who is His name, and it is worthy to be praised. Shalom.